to the Columbia Center for Spiritual Living, a welcoming and diverse community whose vision it is to contribute to a world that works for everyone. The inspirational message you are about to hear will expand your idea of what is possible in life right now and affirm your soul's knowing in taking that right next step towards your greatest good.
Good morning. Merry Christmas. Thank you, Julia. Merry Christmas, Centers for Spiritual Living Columbia. Jamie, thank you so very much for that song. Gary Lynn Floyd is one of my good friends, and his music touches the heart. So that's a plug, not even shameless plug, for both Jamie and Gary. Reggie, thank you for that prayer, for that practice. Sets the tone. My brother B. Amen, your presence is always appreciate it. And then, of course, Ms. Julia, thank you so much. Thank you, everybody. So Merry Christmas, everyone. And so it is my honor, it's my pleasure, it's my blessing to be here with you this morning to give this Christmas message. So here we are, Christmas. Now, Christmas is a celebration of the birth of Yeshua Messiah, Yeshua ben Joseph, Yeshua ben Miriam, Jesus the Christ, excuse me, Jesus the son of Joseph, Jesus the son of Mary. And Christmas, that happens every year, right, is a holiday that is celebrated in the Christian religion, right? And I want to point out that it is big business. It's big business. Just like Easter. See, with Easter is a celebration of, this is an interesting concept. It's a celebration of the betrayal, the crucifixion, and the resurrection of that same personage, Yeshua Messiah. And again, it's big business. Now, what do I mean by that? In 2021, for Easter, in the United States, $14.7 billion was spent on the Easter celebration here in the United States. But wait, there's more. For Christmas in 2021, $721 billion was spent for Christmas holiday and the celebration, right? So yes, it is a religious holiday, but it is also big business. But I want to, and the reason why I bring this up is because sometimes we lose what the meaning of Christmas truly is. We lose what the teaching is all about. Now, most of us would tend to think that it is about celebrating the birth of this personality named Jesus, you know, Christ, Yeshua, Messiah. And, you know, away in the manger and all of that. And that's a beautiful story, but that's not really the purpose of the story. You want to remember that all of the stories within the Bible, most of them are allegories. Most of them, I think, is like 75 to 80% of these stories. You know, the people talk about, you know, that it came to me in a vision, it came to me in a dream, right? So 75% of the New Testament, actually the Bible, comes from vision, comes from dreams. In fact, when we talk about the birth of Yeshua, you know, the angel came to Mary in a dream to tell her this is what's going to happen, right? And we want to remember that those stories, particularly this story, it's not only about Yeshua Messiah. The Christmas story, the birth of the Christ, is about you and I. It's about you and I allowing ourselves to go into our manger, right? And getting still and getting quiet and allowing ourselves, allowing that Christ presence within us to be birthed through us and as us. Now, I know there might be a couple of you out there going, Eugene, you are out of your mind. That's blasphemy. Okay, if that's what one thinks, that's okay. But the truth is, because Yeshua Messiah, as we read on through the New Testament, he says the same thing, that this is about you. one of the things that we want to be sure about is that Yeshua himself, especially in the four Gospels, right, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, he never talked about himself. He never said that it was him. He always pointed, always directed, always looked at, and always gave thanks for and to God, the infinite intelligence that governs the universe, right? For example, the young rich merchant went to Yeshua Messiah and says, oh, good master, good rabbi, how can I attain the kingdom of heaven? And the first answer, the first words out of Yeshua's mouth, as it is written, is this: why do you call me good? There's only one that's good, and that's the Father in heaven that is good. So he never took it upon himself. He never put that on himself. In fact, he would say that the words that I speak, they are not my words, right? Again, it's all about God. The works that I do, they're not my works. When you see me, you see, and this is how he put it, when you see me, you see the Father that has sent me, right? You see the presence that has sent me. So let me go back to Christmas and the birthing of the Christ. It's all about you and I stepping into the willingness to allow that Christ consciousness that's within us to come out, to be birthed. See, because this is the gift of the world. This is the gift of community. Your coming out as the Christ, you're allowing your Christ consciousness to be birthed through you and as you and to show up is what the gift is. So then the question is, for yourself and for myself, so what do we mean by the Christ? Right? What do we mean by the Christ? So that's an invitation for you to really go in into that inner space, that inner sanctum, to ask that with that which is within you, what does that mean for you? Right? Christ comes from the word Christos, the Greek, you know, Christos, which is also derived from the word Messiah, right? Christ means Messiah, and which is a messenger of God. And so one of the things that we want to realize that we have been Christed, that we have been given this beautiful gift of consciousness, that we are to go within ourselves to bring up this consciousness of love, this consciousness of peace, this consciousness of grace. We look at the 23rd Psalm. Beautiful Psalm, right? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, right? And we keep going, through that verse. And then it says that thou anointest my head with oil. Another definition of Messiah and another definition of Christ is one who was anointed. So in the 23rd Psalm, we are told that we have been anointed. Thou anointest my head with oil. So we are already been given the permission, right? The directive to show up as the anointed one. Now, the religion of Christianity has been taught in such a way that we seem to be separate from our Christedness, right? Because there's only one, right? And when we even talk about being perfect, right? Well, no, Eugene, there's only one that was perfect, and that was Yeshua Messiah. But I go, wait a minute, it's written that he said, be ye therefore perfect as the Father in heaven is perfect. So again, he is in that character in the story is instructing us to take on our perfection. So this Christmas and every Christmas is about allowing ourselves to touch that consciousness within us and allow ourselves to live from that consciousness. So let's talk about what Christ consciousness is. And as I said before, go within your own selves and find out from that knower that is within you. You know, in your spiritual practice, in your meditation, sit and ask the question, what does Christ mean to me? You know, and then be willing to let go of all of the preconceived ideas, how, you know, and all of these ideas and what we grew up hearing, and how what they taught us, you know, that he was, you know, Jesus is the only one, so forth and so on. That's not the truth of it at all, as he had taught, right? Because my paraphrasing of this verse is, you know, why are you wondering? I used to say, why are you tripping? Right? Why are you tripping off of the things that I do? Says Yeshua. You can do these things, and greater things than these shall you do. See, we are to take on, we are to dive in, we are to embody that we are the Christ. Another name for Christ. Another definition, another interpretation is love, right? That we are love. That we are that love of God that changes everything. That we are the way through which this loving presence shows up. See, Jesus Christ. So Christ was not the last name, right? It's a state of consciousness. Right. And in this state of consciousness, when we look at Yeshua Messiah, you know, that Christ was not the last name, then we also want to really get into the knowing that he was not the exception. This character was not the exception. He was the example. Greater things than these shall ye do. He was the exception. So, I mean, the example of what we are to do and who we are to be. So when we look at this character's life, we find that he was one who was comfortable around all folks, be it the Jewish scholars in the temple, be it with the people that were on the streets, the beggars, the sick and the lame, right? So he was able to navigate in life all over the place. When we allow ourselves to come from that place of love, we will find that we too are able to navigate in every aspect of life, be it with people, politicians, be it with people who are wealthy, be it people who seem to have the experience of lack and limitation sleeping on the streets. It has been said that Mother Teresa was asked how she could do the work that she did. And her response was, I choose to see my beloved Jesus in every one of them. So she's choosing to see the beloved Christ in everyone. So that's how she served. She was serving the Christ in them. But see, one of the things that we also want to remember is for us to recognize the Christ or the love or the spirit or the God within someone else. Well, we have to know it within ourselves first, right? Which is what the definition of recognize is. Recognition, to recognize. To recognize means that we must have known this person or this activity at some other time before now in order for me to recognize it, right? So in order for Mother Teresa to see the Christ in everyone that she served throughout her life, well, she had to first of all recognize it within her and then be willing to serve from that space, serving that beloved community. So on this Christmas day, the invitation is for us to be willing, oh man, thank you, Spirit, to be willing to be Christ. So here's my question to you. Are you willing to be Christ? Are you willing to be love? Are you willing to forgive? One of the disciples went to the master teacher and said, Rabbi, are we to forgive 7 times? And the master teacher, Yeshua Messiah, says, You are to forgive 70 times 7 times 7, which is the Aramaic way of saying that you keep forgiving and you keep forgiving and you keep forgiving. So are we willing to be the Messiah? Are we willing to be the Christ enough to forgive whenever and whoever is to be forgiven? Are we willing to go there? Are we willing to step into this power, into this presence, to the point that we can say, I forgive you? And be willing to say, I am so sorry. Please forgive me. I'm sorry that I hurt you. Please forgive me. Are we willing to step into and then step from that power? Then are we willing to forgive ourselves? See, in order for me to really love, in order for me to show up and to shine as the brilliant light of the divine that I know that I am, sometimes I forget, but then I remember. But in order for me to be willing to shine, then I really have to be willing to let go of any and everything that would have me turn my light down. I have to be willing to release and to let go and to surrender everything that would keep me from forgiving, right? Because forgiving or lack of forgiveness is really hanging on to past hurts and resentments. So when I don't forgive somebody for something that they may have done or said, first of all, it's in the past. Even if it was just this morning, it's still in the past. But usually we hang on to stuff that has happened last week, last month, last year, 3 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, because we are not willing to live from that consciousness of love, that consciousness of the Christ, enough to forgive. Forgiveness doesn't say that what happened was okay. Forgiveness doesn't say that I let the person off the hook. What forgiveness does is it frees us up from the emotions and that emotional weight of the past hurts and resentments. It's been said that lack of forgiveness is like taking poison and hoping the other person dies. Man. So what we want to do as the Christ, because we're allowing ourselves today to allow that within us to be birthed, right? What we are doing, what we are wanting to do today is to be willing to forgive. So I'm giving you some homework. I'm giving you an assignment, you know, your mission, if you so choose, Mission Impossible, is to pick one person or one situation from your past that you have not yet forgiven. And be willing, just be willing to forgive that. Now, I'm not saying to forgive it. I'm saying to be willing to forgive it. Because sometimes we don't want to free ourselves up, which is crazy thinking, right? We don't want to be free. So we would rather hang on to the resentment and to the pissosity and to being hurt rather than to be free. And so that we can fly, so that we can shine. Love, cover me, right? So be willing to forgive. Then along with that same assignment, within that same assignment, is be willing to forgive yourself. You see, when we are not willing to forgive ourselves, we walk around with so much weight and so much burden. You know, it doesn't appear like that. Other people may see us smiling. Other people may witness us having a great time. But we know that within us, because it comes up, that sometimes when I think about that person, man, I just get upset. I get pissed off. I get mad. I get angry. But then, you know, let me put on a smiling face and pretend like I'm really, truly, authentically happy. Well, the way for us to really, truly be authentically happy is to let go of the thoughts of anger and resentment and hurt. And the way to do that, the way to do that is to forgive. Forgive 70 times 7 times 7. See, this is being the Christ. Now, when we talk about opening up the gifts of community, I love this. Talk about opening up the gifts of community and then opening up to the gifts of community. What we're really talking about is being the gift of love. I used to say that, you know, we wake up in the morning as just like, you know, kids on Christmas morning, you know, and it's just in this joy and in this wonderment going, God, I wonder what gifts I get to open up today and make every day like that, right? I used to say that, which I still do. It's like, oh, what gifts can I see today? What gifts can I open up today? But let's take it a little further. What gifts can I give today? Oh, how may I serve today? What gifts can I give today? Even if it's the gift of a smile to someone that you've never met before. What a gift. What a gift. So the disciples, remember, the stories in the Bible are really about us, right? So check this out. The disciples, no. One of the Pharisees goes to Yeshua Messiah because they're trying to find out, you know, how can we get rid of this dude because he's really messing up the flow of our money here. He's messing up the flow of how we have been doing things. So we got to find ways to get rid of him. But that's a story for another time. But they ask the question. So Rabbi, what is the greatest commandment? And this is what I want to talk about for the next few minutes, because this is important. What is the greatest commandment? And you've heard me talk about this before. You may have heard me talk about this before. And he says, there are two commandments. And the first commandment is to love the Lord thy God. Now call God whatever you want, universal intelligence, infinite, you know, infinite wisdom, call it whatever you want to call it, whatever works for you. The verse goes, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and with all your might. In other words, love God with everything that we have. Everything. With everything that we have. Now, what is God? God is life, right? God is all that there is. So love everything with everything that you have, right? So you love making coffee, right? Or you like coffee, love making it with everything that you have, right? So you love your spouse, your family, love, because, right, when we say that God is all that there is, well, then God is in the making of the coffee. God is in that spouse. God is in your loved ones. So we are loving God with all of our heart, our soul, our mind, and our might. We are loving life with everything that we have, right? That's the first commandment. And I love how this is written. And the second commandment is like the first. The second commandment is like unto the first, which means that the second commandment is just as important. It's just the same. And that is to love your neighbor as you love yourself. So this is what it means to be the Christ, is to be the love, right? To love your neighbor as you love yourself. Now, your neighbor is not necessarily the person who lives next door to you or around the corner from you, across the street from you. That neighbor could be the person who pushes that button. In fact, that's who we are to love. That neighbor could be that person that would get on the last nerve. Now, why we wait until the last nerve? I never did understand that. We want to love them before they get into the last nerve. But the truth of the matter is that we are to love them as we love ourselves. Now, let me talk about that just a bit. As we love ourselves. In other words, let me love that person the same way that I love me. Oh, wait a minute. How do I love me? Do I love myself? Oh man. So if I love myself, if I truly loved myself, then I would forgive myself. Uh-oh. See, because when we forgive ourselves, self-forgiveness is an act of self-love. Right? So looking at the example of Yeshua Messiah, we have in this example everything that we need. Everything that we need, right? Because we are who we've been waiting for. We are the Christ, right? And every morning, every day, every morning is a new opportunity to allow that which is within us to be birthed through us and as us, allowing God to show up as us. And then we can say, when you see me, we can say with Yeshua Messiah, when you see me, you see the presence that has sent me. So yeah, today is a day of joy and celebration because today we are allowing the Christ within us to be born. Today we are allowing ourselves to shine. Today we are allowing ourselves to be the love intelligence that governs the universe. Yeshua Messiah always gave thanks to God first. Thank you, Father, Mother God. Thank you, Presence, for hearing my prayer, for you always hear my prayer. So to conclude what really cannot be concluded, take the opportunity today, steal away just for a minute or two or three, away from the celebration. Go take a seat, have a seat, and sit with yourself and give thanks for the willingness to allow that love intelligence to be born through you. And as we do this every day, and we start to see that the gifts of the community are open to us. As we do this every day, we start to see that every day is Christmas. Every day is an opportunity to shine. Every day is an opportunity to love. Every day is an opportunity to forgive. Every day is a day of celebration. Then we open to community. Imagine if everybody in our community began to look at each other as the beloved. Man. What a day, what a day, what a life. I love you. I am so grateful to be here with you. And so it is. Peace and blessings.
Thank you for listening. If you have received a value, we invite you to share this podcast and check out our website, columbiacsl.com, to sign up for our weekly newsletter, providing thought-provoking blogs and details on our upcoming classes and community events. And we always are pleased to hear from you. You can reach us at podcast@columbiacsl.com. Thank you. Blessings on your journey.